Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Therefore, as the Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter him in because of unbelief. And those are God's words. The first two chapters, you remember, showing Christ is greater than the angels. Chapter 3, beginning a new section, Christ is greater than Moses. And specifically that while Moses was faithful, Christ was perfectly faithful. Which makes Christ the perfect high priest and the perfect mediator. The only one who is able to satisfy God's wrath. The only one who could provide perfect righteousness. The only one who is able to bring about the promise to us who believe that we will enter his perfect rest. Verse 7, to the end then is filled with the many weighty warnings and cautions to hear God's word and obey them. Just as we heard, and based in that context we heard in Numbers this morning. To not reject God in Christ. Look at the example of Israel in the wilderness. That's what the author of Hebrews wants you to do. And that's what we have been doing in Numbers. But look at that example of Israel. They acted like fools. Not even Moses entered the promised land because he disobeyed the Lord. And so rather, as the people of God, we are to faithfully and constantly be turning to the Lord, hearing his word, receiving it with faith, hope, and love, unto new obedience to the glory of Christ, who is our priest and our king. And how are we able to be faithful, unlike that first generation of Israel? It is only in Christ Jesus and by his grace. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Father, we have hope. The hope of that heavenly country Abraham looked forward to. That eternal rest, the promised land of heaven, as we heard this morning, in glorification to be in the very presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, for all eternity. And we will make it if we're faithful. That we also heard this morning. But we are not faithful in and of ourselves. That's the lesson that Israel taught us and Moses taught us. But it is only by the grace of God and by the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone imputed to us that we are faithful. And by your grace, You do not cast us out from your presence the moment, even after justification, when we sin. And Father, we have many remaining sin, much remaining sin left in us as your children. And so, Father, forgive us of our sins. As we heard and prayed this morning, Father, you are the God who is faithful to cleanse us as far as the east is from the west. We have another promise. You're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That we have, as even as we heard in the call to worship, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And so, Father, we ask that you would hear his prayers. And you would receive us for his sake, not for our own sake. But as you look upon us, we pray that you would see him. And you would be merciful to us and gracious. And that you would keep your covenant promises. You be faithful. So that the world would not mock us upon, as we heard this morning in Numbers, that the world would not mock us for being cast out by you. And Father, we know that you will not cast us out, thankfully. And that you will be faithful to your promises and faithful to who you are and your almighty power to keep us as Christ sits on the throne and intercedes for us. As he is greater than Moses, who is not perfect in his intercession, but Jesus Christ, your Son, is. And so, Father, we ask and plead all these things, knowing that Christ is on the throne, and he sovereignly works for our good. Father, we pray that today, as we hear your voice, we hear your word, that we would listen and obey. That all the great glories and the goodness of your word that you communicate to us, the grace in Christ your Son, you would communicate not only to our minds but to our hearts. You would change us in our wills and our affections. And you would have us to love you and obey you in all things. And this we rely upon your Holy Spirit. We pray that we would not grieve the Spirit, nor quench the Spirit. And so, Father, we ask for your help. Not the help that we often think of when we use the word or assistance, but we need your full help, your full grace. Father, we also ask for help for our church and our congregation, the church throughout the world, that you would keep us from the evil one. And there are many places where people claim your name and the name of your Son and the gospel, and they claim to proclaim it, and yet they do not. Father, we ask that you would turn them from their great sin and turn them to you. There are many errors in the church throughout the world. Father, we ask that you would sanctify the church, the bride of Christ. As we continue as a church, as the church throughout the world, to commit adultery against you, we ask that you would bring us back to yourself like we think in Hosea. And you would receive us with loving arms, even the great love that we read of in the Song of Solomon. Father, watch over us. For we are no better than anyone else except by your Son and by your grace. Humble us before your throne. And cause us to take heed lest we fall. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.